Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Well, good morning, Beamer family, friends, and guests. I'd like to welcome you to Testimonial Tuesday here on Beamer's own Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Greg Peterson, team manager, and currently I'm actually in the Des Moines, Iowa area at my fiance's home, and we are excited to make the announcement of the engagement of getting married here down the road. So this is a wonderful, wonderful time of year, and I want to say how proud I am to actually have Anne as my co-host today. Anne, are you there?
Yes, I am, Greg, and let me be the first to publicly congratulate you on Blog Talk Radio for your engagement. We're all so excited for you.
Oh, thank you so much. It's been a long time coming, and honestly, it comes from a lot of self-work, working on myself, bettering myself, discovering more who I am, and being honest with myself, and in the process of being able to grow, develop. I've been able to actually build a business within Beamer and be able to touch more lives. And I've just been blessed in so many ways. And I think this is a learning lesson for all of us by taking the time to work on ourselves and better ourselves. And in the process, we're able to help others. And that's why we're here for Testimonial Tuesday. Testimonial Tuesday is the opportunity for us to be able to share our testimonials so that individuals can listen to these recordings and be able to say, hey, you know what? That really strikes a chord with me. I can really relate to that. And I want to learn more about Beamer, whether it be because of physical issues or possibly financial and business opportunity issues. It's all here for us. And so let me first go into what is a compliant testimonial and why, and then I will explain briefly on how you can listen to the recordings of Blog Talk Radio, but most importantly, how you can become involved in Blog Talk Radio and be able to chat with us. So number one, what is a compliant testimonial? Well, number one, we do not use any disease names that are common in the medical field. Why? Because your standard distributor with Beamer is not medically trained. We are considered salesmen, and I know that might be a dirty term, but that we are here to share a product, and many of us are not actually medically trained. So the FDA states, no, you can use general terminology, but not medical terms. So for example, instead of saying, hey, yeah, I've got diabetes and it really helped me, in a better way to say that is I had a blood sugar issue, or my blood values weren't the best. And after using the Beamer, actually things started to improve and get better, you know, different, more common terms, because honestly, there's a lot of fancy terms out there, and even myself as a paramedic, I don't have a clue what the signs and symptoms are for that term that they used. However, if you use the terms of well, I had discomfort in this area, or I had digestive problems going on, or discomfort in this or that region, whatever, I can, and most other people can relate to it. So you will draw in a greater audience by using general terms, all right? Next up is we don't use the words such as pain, cured, or treatment. Once again, the FDA, Federal Trade Commission as well, they also refer to these as medical terms. So instead of using the word pain, we would much rather use the word discomfort, or I had an ache of some type. Instead of using cured, you can say, hey, it helped resolve this issue that was going on. And instead of use the word treatment, we can say that we gave a person a Beamer session. Now, you may hear some distributors that are doctors or nurses using the word pain and or treatment, but if it's in their facility, their medical surroundings, then that would be appropriate for them. But generally, no. So it's all good practice. And I even use general terminology, even as a paramedic, because I want to lead by example. Another thing is we don't use any drug names. We don't state any drug names when we are working and or describing the use of Beamer, because Beamer's not designed to remove, replace, anything like that. So we want to make sure that we don't even emphasize anything such as that. And then we don't give any protocols as such. So like if you say, well, yeah, I had this blood issue and this is how I use the Beamer. I use it on intensity this, and then I did that, and then I did this, I did that. We have our basic plan that has worked miracles for people, and just using the basic plan. And now with the new Evo, it works even better because we have 16 coils in the B body. We have a much better distribution of the signal at one time, which controls and looks over and helps emphasize that circulation through our whole body much more efficiently and effectively. And then we have our separate applicators for isolated areas. But we have our basic plan, and we have our programs 1, 2, and 3 that can be used for general localized applications. And that's all that's needed. That's all that's really been used, and it works tremendously well. Now, let's get into how do you listen to a recording of Blog Talk Radio. Number one, you can go onto your computer, and you can go to blogtalkradio.com/Beamer, IBDS. Once again, that's blogtalkradio.com/Beamer, IBDS. Or you can listen to the recordings on your phone. And if you have an Apple phone, the free app is called Podcasts, PODCASTS, Podcasts. Then if you have an Android phone, it's called Podcast Player, Podcast Player. And since I don't have an Android phone, I don't know exactly how it looks. But then on either one, there's a little search icon, which normally looks like a little magnifying glass. And you just type in, like Beamer and then IBDS on there. And then the options for Blog Talk will come up, and you can click on the recordings, you can listen to them, you can share them with friends, whatever you would like. They've all been gone over by compliance, and they are legitimate. Okay, now how do you get involved on the program? All you need to do is type in the number one on your phone, just hit the one on your phone, and that will bring your hand, it raises on here. And then from there, we are able to call upon you. And we do have a person here. Anne, do you want to call upon them?
I'll be happy to, Greg. So we have area code 571. 265. You are now live on Blog Talk. Who are we
speaking with? Good morning, or good afternoon. This is Mary.
Hey, Mary. Hi, Mary.
Can you hear me? Hi. I'm happy to join all of you today, and I wanted to tell you about my Beamer experience because I've been using Beamer for a couple of years now, and about 8 weeks ago, I had a bicycle. The neck of the femur in my left leg.
Hey, Mary, you're getting some static. You're starting to talk, and then we get hit with a lot of heavy, heavy static there.
I'm sitting.
We're getting hit with a lot of static there, Mary.
Okay.
We're gonna have to.
Let's come.
Okay, Mary, we went ahead and muted it because it was all static. I apologize, but all you need to do is press the number 1 on your phone, folks, and come on. And what we'll do, Mary, we'll give you about 5 minutes here. We'll see. Maybe it's a connection or something that was causing it. But let's see if we can bring someone else on, or Anne. Is there anything that you would like to share? I want to give Mary some time to kind of resolve that static issue, and then we'll bring her back on.
There's always something that I love to share as far as Beamer usage and my personal testimonials. And one of them is I've been golfing a lot more this summer and playing in some of the 9 holes. And I have to say that I have been playing much better than I ever expected to in these invitationals. And one of my secrets is on my way driving to the golf course, I'll put the B-pad over my shoulders, and I do have a second B-pad that I'll put over my hips, and I feel like it really helps with my game. It helps me to relax, and I feel so much better. Getting on that course as far as any nervousness or nerve, you know, anxious or anything like that. I just feel very relaxed and loose, and I've been playing beautifully. So that's my latest as far as my testimonials go.
You know, it really is amazing how much it helps so much there. And I know I'll just let me call on Mary here again. Mary, we're going to bring you back on. Let's see if you got things corrected on your end. Okay, Mary, you're back on.
Okay, can you hear me any better now?
Much better.
Okay, good. I have been using Beamer for several years, at least 2 to 3 years, and recently had an accident where I ended up having surgery with 3 screws put in my left leg. And I had been using Beamer therapy beforehand, and I continued using it. And after 6 weeks, I am walking without crutches. I'm not walking normal yet, but I believe the use of Beamer helped me heal and continues to help me heal.
Okay, so it helps you recover. We don't use the words, the terms healed or cured, but it's helping you recover.
Absolutely. And I continue to use it, and I'm feeling so much better every day.
That is awesome. Can you tell when – now, do you have the Pro unit or do you have the Evo unit?
I have the Pro unit.
Awesome. You know, and that's what's so beautiful is, you know, I had the Pro unit, and I still use it on the side because it's the same signal, same energy. It's just the distribution of the signal because of, you know, the amount of coils, the whole bit. But, yeah, it's working magic. Could you tell after your surgery using it, could you feel any difference using it as far as how you feel you may have normally felt if you did not have it available?
I, let me tell you, when I don't use it twice a day, sometimes I will use it three times a day, I can tell a difference. And when I did not use it during that primary recovery period of 6 weeks when I was walking on crutches or with a walker, I could really tell a difference. And I think my doctor is amazed at the speed of my recovery, and I'm even amazed at the speed of my recovery. So I think it's, I'm going to continue to use it, and where I go, Beamer goes.
Most exactly that. And here's the thing, when we're using the Beamer on a regular basis, even before any major issues, we don't realize what's going on underneath our skin. And there are so many wonderful things that's occurring when we're increasing that blood flow at the cellular level. Our bodies are doing amazing items for prevention, and a lot of people don't realize it until they go to the doctor, then after being on the Beamer for a year, 6 months, and they get blood labs done or a bone scan or whatever the case may be. And you'll see the puzzled look on the people's faces because they're looking at your previous records and they're looking at your current records and they're like, wait a minute, you're getting better. Whereas normally we see people continue to decline at a certain rate. And it's a lot of fun. And using it in your scenario, that's a story I hear all the time. It's fun to hear.
It is.
And Mary, would you share with us about what age group you're in? Because that makes a difference in our process of healing.
Yes, I am. I'm in the 55 to 59 age group. I have a milestone next year. And I know that with women, we have all kinds of other health concerns as we get older. And I don't have to name them, but everybody knows what they are, starting with bone density, collagen loss, blah, blah, blah. And I don't have any of those issues. But I've been a Beamer user for several years because I have some other health issues where purchase of a Beamer and starting to use Beamer therapy would help my overall health. And it has. And I told the doctors after my surgery, I use Beamer therapy. Do you know what it is? I explained to them what it is. And I said, I want you to know I have been using it for a couple of years, and I'm going to continue to use it. And I explained it, shared the links with them about Beamer therapy. And I said, I believe it has contributed to my healing and to my overall health because I don't have any issues. So I think the more people use it, the better off they're going to be.
Well, and exactly what you were saying there, Mary, and the average 50-year-old in America is on 5 or more medications. And that is what's so sad in society nowadays. And that is just a sign of people having signs and symptoms, and they go through the standard medical practices, and the option is to place them on a chemical that is supposedly going to help them, whether it resolves the problem or it masks the issues. That's what's done. And here, when we're using Beamer, we're allowing the body to do it. The body is going to search out and seek and do what it needs to do and do it naturally and with no side effects. And that is what's so nice.
And I think for me, Beamer is an investment in my health. And I would much rather take a corrective action, whether it's diet or exercise or Beamer, instead of taking a medication. And the general population does not think that way. It's too easy to take a pill, and it's too easy to take 5 medications instead of changing a lifestyle and doing a little bit of exercise or changing some eating habits so you're not eating a full fat or a high fat diet and becoming a couch potato. And so if you value your health, to me it's worth it.
Oh, most definitely.
You know what?
It is. Go ahead, Ann. Most definitely. That and so much more. No, that is awesome. And I see we have another caller, too. So, Mary, I want to thank you so much for sharing, because people don't realize not only the importance of – it's like we wait till something happens, and then it's like, okay, we need to get on the Beamer. Just the preventiveness of being able to be on the Beamer for a period of time, and then if something happens, you're that much farther ahead of the game to allow the body to respond and start resolving the issue on its own at a much faster rate than normally would happen. And I know I have seen others that have been on the Beamer for over 5, 6, 7 years and have gone through major traumatic issues in the cycling world. And to watch them recover, the doctors were asking them basically, are you human? Because I've never seen anybody recover from such dramatic trauma in all their lives. So it's really neat to see, and it's preventative medicine. And I know some people even call Beamer their home first aid kit, because they're either bumping into something all the time or whatever the case may be, and they get on the Beamer right away. And where normally you would have bruises the following day or whatever the case may be, a lot of times they might not be seeing that. So it's just really fun to hear all these amazing stories.
Greg, I have one more comment if I can share it.
Please do.
I am exactly 8 weeks today post-op. And I, for the last 2 weeks, have been riding my bike again 15 miles a day. And I have ridden out of 8 days, taking a break every couple of days. And so Beamer has definitely helped speed my recovery. And I think there are a lot of people who even 6 weeks after an injury are not able to fully put their body weight on their legs again. And I'm riding the bike again.
Yep.
And so I'm gonna go home and use my Beamer for my recovery again.
Yeah, and I tell you what, I would be going out and making some phone calls and telling your friends and be sharing this and go, look, I don't know where you're at, but this is what this has done for me. Wouldn't you like to have something like this in your life?
Oh, absolutely. I've been doing it. And Ann and I talk about that all the time. And, you know, sooner or later, after people hear it enough, then they'll start asking some more questions, and then we can shift into sales mode.
There you go. There you go. All right. And Mary, you take care. And I want to thank you again. So I'm glad that we got that static out of the way.
Me too. Absolutely. Have a great day.
Okay. Thanks. All right. And do you want to bring on our next caller?
I'll be happy to, Greg. So we have 805-459. Hello, and welcome to Blog Talk.
A lucky person who signed up, Jan Ha. Woohoo! I'm the luckiest person on the planet. So I'm walking my – can you hear me, Greg?
Yeah. Now, can you give your first name again, please?
Helena Bresk.
Helena, how you doing?
Hey, Greg. Now, I want to let you know I'm walking my dog to beat the heat. So if you hear barking or whatever, I apologize in advance.
Well, we know that your legs would be barking.
Right. So I don't know if you heard what I said, but I said I'm the luckiest person on the planet since I was able to sign up Jan Hopp.
Oh, yes, most definitely.
Yeah, the best distributor ever. So let's see. I met Linda Tellington Jones in the 70s. I've been training horses and working with animals since I was in my teens. Everything Linda's ever turned me on to has turned out to be golden. And I was with her 8 years ago this year in North Carolina doing a dog clinic, and I was starting to fall apart. The horse training for 40 years, old broken bones, old pairs, were catching up with me so badly. I was really pretty dysfunctional, and I was having some internal organ issues too, and ended up hospitalized a couple of times. And so when I was with Linda in North Carolina, I was in pretty bad shape. I had a rough plane ride and was really hurting in a lot of places. And she put me on that Beamer, I think, twice. And that was about the first day and the second day. Then the third day, you know how it is. I woke up in the morning. I went to class. I'm helping the people with their dogs. I'm like, holy cow, 90% better. 90% better. So I say that to start out. This is, again, this will be my eighth year with Beamer. I will be 70 in January. And I have people guess me to not be much over 50-something. And I feel better really all the time. I still have some of those old issues, but mostly I'm hiking and I'm doing agility with my dog and running a little bit again. And I feel that, and by the way, I'm still on the Pro. I did not get my Evo yet. And for instance, yesterday I woke up with a pounding head and I drank a lot of water and I put my Beamer pad around my head. Gone. My joints, my flexibility, my ability to take on new things, it only gets better every year. And I think that the prevention part of it is so much more important than people realize. You're right. We tend to wait until we fall down. Our society does not do prevention very well. So I feel like this is my secret weapon. And seeing lovely people, disabled or partially disabled, start to come alive and be back in their 70s, 80s, 90s, thing they love, there's got to be something to it, right? So I just have to say there's no hype to it. It's all real. It's all scientific. It's all proven. And, of course, we are the proof. And my challenges, some that I was born with, some that happened over the years, I feel most of the time like I don't have challenges. So I think that's about all I wanted to say, except for this month, 8 years ago, is when I bought my first Beamer. And I have Beamers all over my house for, my other friends in the house. Back to you, Greg.
That is amazing. And I know, well, first off, you deserve this here. But I know the sound that you heard when you were signing on Jan would have been this. Whoops. So So anyway.
Absolutely.
So anyway, thanks for everything that you're doing. And that honestly is a true to heart testimonial of how you started and how you came about. And that was awesome, Ellen. And I know we've got another caller, and I know we want to get to them here too before the end
Thank
of the show.
You, Greg.
Okay, take care,
Happy
girl.
Day.
Love you guys. Okay, bye-bye.
Love you guys. Bye-bye.
Okay, and you want to bring on our next caller? I have a feeling I know who it is, but I'll let you bring them on.
I'll be happy to, Greg. So we have 805. You're live on Blog Talk.
I have to laugh, you guys. Hi, Ann. Hi, Greg. Good morning. This is Grandma Got Run Over by a Pickup, also known as Jan Hopp. And thanks, Helena, for the kudos. But you know what? God brought me to you so that you could introduce me to the Beamer so that I could share the Beamer. You know that, because we couldn't afford the Beamer. And God told me I had to have it. First of all, Greg, congratulations on your engagement. Is she sure? Does she know what she's going to get into?
Not yet, but I'm getting the warranty and the owner's manual put together as we speak.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. Well, congratulations. You're a beautiful couple, that's for sure, and much, much happiness to you. And I'm looking forward to seeing and hearing about what you're both going to do together. It's awesome. Anyway, excuse me, I have five frogs in my throat. I have to disagree with you, Greg, about no side effects, or maybe Ann said that, but there are side effects and from the Beamer, and I call it the ha-he-ho, happiness, health, and hope. Those are the side effects of Beamer.
Mm-hmm.
And luckiest person to have had Helena, you know, introduce me to the Beamer. And it really saved my life. It brought me back to life after two and a half years of therapy and doctors. Recently, and I think I was on last week, Greg, but I had never been able to give blood, which I desperately wanted to do before Beamer. 9 times out of 10, I would be refused. Then after Beamer, I tried giving blood, and I was, it's 12.5 is what your hemoglobin is supposed to be. I was like 12.6 after using the Beamer, and I was thrilled that I could give blood because, you know, we were able to save other people's lives if we do give blood. So Beamer has given me that gift also. But I hadn't gone to give blood for ever since I broke my pelvis, and so almost 2 years, and I went to give blood a week and a half ago, and I was worried that I wouldn't be able to, my numbers wouldn't be high enough. Well, the woman told me not to worry, the one that took my little blood, pricked my finger, and it was, she said, oh, you don't have to worry, because I told her, I said, oh, gosh, I haven't given blood, I hope I can make it. She says, you're at 13.9. Isn't that something? And being in
wow.
the medical field, Greg, you understand that. What a gift. What a gift Beamer has given me so that I could save 3 lives. Or help save three lives. So everybody in Beamer land, give blood so that you can help save other people's lives besides giving them the Beamer as a gift. So anyway, I just wanted to share that with people because I forgot that that happened with my list of so many things that Beamer helped me with. And they say, write everything down because you forget. I truly forgot that I couldn't give blood 9 times out of 10 before Beamer.
Wow.
So what a gift. What
you know,
a gift.
That's the first time I have heard a testimonial like that, Jan. That really is amazing. And it really helps show how your body has been able to resolve whatever issues have been going on. Your overall body is much stronger now, which the proof is in the pudding there as far as your numbers go. And not only are you helping yourself, but now your body is so much more efficient and effective that you're able to reach out and help out others in that manner as well. So that definitely deserves this here.
Yeah, and thank you for that. But like I say, you know, I owe everything to God. And he has put Beamer in our lives so that we can share this with others and help others in so many more ways than we never even thought we could help them with. Don't you agree, Greg?
Oh, most definitely. I mean, that's why I've dedicated my life to Beamer now, because it helps in so many ways, and it's a family business. It's not a giant corporation or conglomerate or anything like that. And in fact, it was Stephanie Gleim, her husband, her 5.5-year-old son, her sister Stella, that helped with the surprise when I did the engagement over in Mallorca, Spain here during, because both Jennifer and I separately had won the Founders Challenge to be able to go over for that trip. And so they were involved in my surprise and helping do the engagement and the whole bit. So I am definitely, and Jen and I are definitely a part of the Beamer family now. So it really is awesome.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing that with us. Oh, you got engaged in Mallorca. Oh, isn't that beautiful? Well, I've been with my husband, Gary Hopp, for over 44 years. But in the beginning, he still has it, I think, he had a bus ticket in case it didn't work out. A bus ticket ready for me. So every once in a while, he'll threaten me with the bus ticket if I don't behave myself.
Oh, my gosh. That's too funny. Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
So anyway, so maybe, you know, your little contract and warranty and all that stuff with Jennifer, you know, that could work.
You know what? You're giving more ideas, Jan, and I don't know if it's a positive or a negative idea, but.
Yeah, but, oh, my gosh. You know, I'm just so grateful for all that you do, and Greg, everybody in Beamer is just a real class act. Like you say, you know, everything came together. Everybody helped you in Mallorca. And the Beamer family is very, very special. So we just have to share that. That's all. It's no big deal, right?
That's
just
it.
Share from our heart.
We'll just share. And when I was over in Mallorca, we had a gentleman from Europe that had just gotten on the Beamer. He'd been in Beamer for just 6 months. He was a motorcycle pro racer, and he had had a really severe bad crash, and the Beamer helped him out so much that he had become a distributor, and it took 12 sales, and out of those 12 sales, he had to sign 6 people on to become a distributor, to qualify for the Founders Challenge. Within six months, he sold 48 units.
Oh, what a miracle. Oh, good for him. Oh, that's wonderful.
And he helped
many people.
Yeah, and he did not know really the science behind it or anything like that. All he knew was it works, it helped him out, and he shared it. That's all.
Right.
And within
right.
6 months, he sold 48 units.
No, actually, he didn't sell it. Beamer sold the Beamer.
Yeah, it
like
yeah.
We say.
Shared. He did
yeah,
share it.
Yeah, right.
Yep. And in the process. So, and he said there isn't a person that he doesn't share it with because it has helped him out so much. And his excitement levels, it's just really neat to see these people. And a lot of people don't realize also in Hungary, for example, the average income for physicians over there is $400 a month. $400 a month. And here now, one of the physicians that is helping build Beamer in Hungary itself, he doubled his income by doing that. And to find out, we're in over 80 hospitals now in throughout Hungary. NATO hospitals, there's two different NATO hospitals, and it used to be we were averaging 350 sessions a day. That number has been readjusted. It is now average 900 Beamer sessions a day in the NATO hospitals over in Europe. So okay. It is continuing to grow.
900 Beamer sessions a day. And what kind of a hospital? What did you say?
The NATO hospitals. The NATO hospitals are considered the elite hospitals over in Europe.
Okay. Good to know. Oh, what great information. Yeah, more and more things come out, and I wish I could talk about a young man that I just met a week or so ago and how it brought him back to life after 15 years.
Yep. Beamer, get him on board and have him call in.
Oh, yeah, he's on board. Beamer, we can't sell a Beamer. Beamer sells itself. Everybody says that, right, Greg?
Yeah, most definitely. It's just a matter of sharing. As they say, we use the acronym BOB, Bodies on Beamer.
Yeah.
And yes, you can share the information to people, the whole bit, but the bottom line is getting them on it. And now, especially with the new Evo unit, we are getting a much higher first-time response where people are recognizing minor or differences in themselves following even one session. Now, it's not guaranteed, but the opportunity is much greater just because of the new design, the new materials that are used all the way around. It is the elite of the elite. So it is really amazing. It's more fun to share than ever.
Right. More coils, more coverage, and more help. And I told a story about a few weeks ago. I took just the Beamer, the Beam bed, to a hotel to meet my daughter from New York in San Jose. And I laid that with the 16 coils across the bed, and both of us laid on it and did our session. But I have never in over 5 years felt the Beamer. We laid on that, and I could feel, I said, Sherry, I feel the Beamer. She says, yeah, so do I. I said, yeah, it's like my insides are moving. I said, that's probably blood flow. And she said, yeah. She says, it's like bubbles inside. Like bubbles
inside.
Okay, we're
inside. Down to a minute and a half here.
Great.
So.
Okay, thanks again for you guys, for your support, and for helping us all out here, and we appreciate you. God bless.
God bless you too, Jan. Take care, girl. Okay.
Bye.
And what do you have to say about that? We're coming down, and I'll have you help take us out here for the day.
Well, you know, Helena made the comment that this isn't a hype, that it's all real, that we are the proof. And listening to you and Jan speaking just now and Jan's story about her blood work improvement, yes, that's the personal proof that why. But also, it is also the proof of what you were speaking about with your engagement, that it's proof that it truly is a family. Beamer is a family. We all deeply care about each other. Our excitement for your engagement and how it all went in Mallorca. I mean, it's just, we're all so happy to hear this news. So yeah, it is, we are the proof. All of us who use the Beamer, all of us sharing the Beamer, we're proof in family and proof that it, yes, it does enhance lives. It's true.
Yep, most definitely. We're down to 10 seconds here. So, and I want to thank you so much. It is such an honor to have you as a host and co-host with. Blog Talk. And with that, everybody, I want to thank everybody for contributing today. Please share these Blog Talk programs with everybody. Get those numbers up. Let's touch more lives. This is a very simple way to share with your teams what's going on with Beamer. Also, tomorrow is Roundtable Wednesday, where you can call in and talk about anything and everything as it relates to Beamer. And Thursday is our Equine Thursday. So with that, everybody, I want to wish you a wonderful, wonderful week. And let's all continue to Beamer on.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.